This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Warsaw Saturday, where he will meet with Polish President Andrzej Duda and other officials in Poland's capital to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The meeting is happening as U.S. officials say Russia appears to have shifted its military offensive away from Ukraine's capital of Kiev and toward the country's east. Poland, a NATO member, has accepted more than 2 million Ukrainian refugees. Biden and Warsaw's mayor are expected to meet some of the refugees Saturday to discuss humanitarian relief efforts. Later Saturday, Biden will deliver an address at the city's royal castle concerning the quote-unquote stakes of this moment, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Friday in Poland, Biden praised the country's response to the refugee crisis, and he met with Polish humanitarian workers and American troops near the border with Ukraine. U.S. and Western officials said Friday that despite their superior numbers, Russian forces continue to struggle in Ukraine, prompting a change in strategy. Russia's deputy chief of the general staff all but confirmed the change in focus, saying the first stage of Russia's operation, focused on reducing Ukraine's fighting capacity, has, quote, generally been accomplished. He said Russian forces are now focusing on the main goal, liberation of Donbas. Western intelligence estimates, however, note the shift in strategy might be in part an effort to salvage a Russian war plan that has failed to topple Ukraine's government as quickly as it had hoped. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of female students and teachers marched in front of the education ministry in Kabul on Saturday, protesting the Taliban's decision to shut girls' secondary schools just hours after reopening them earlier in the week. The Taliban on Wednesday backtracked on their previous commitment to open high schools to girls, saying that they would remain closed until the plan was drawn for them to reopen. The U-turn shocked many, leaving students in tears and sparking small protests by girls in Kabul. It also drew condemnation from humanitarian agencies and foreign governments. The cancellation of talks was the first concrete sign that recent Taliban moves on human rights and inclusivity could directly impact the international community's willingness to help the group, some of whose leaders are under U.S. sanctions. Thousands of people fled their homes near a Philippine volcano Saturday after an eruption sent ash and steam hundreds of meters into the sky. Taal Volcano, which sits on a lake south of Manila, exploded with a short-lived burst at 7:22 a.m. local time, according to the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. It warned further eruptions were possible, which said it could trigger dangerous, fast-moving volcanic flows of gas, ash and debris, as well as a tsunami. Residents in five fishing and farming settlements around the lake were ordered to leave their homes, the third mass evacuation in as many years around one of the country's most active volcanoes. One woman, a 25-year-old, sought shelter at a school outside. She said it rained mud and smelled really bad, and she had difficulty breathing. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said Saturday Iran and world powers are very close to an agreement on reviving their 2015 nuclear deal, which would curb Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting tough sanctions. The nuclear deal has been close to an agreement until Russia made last-minute demands of the United States over the past few weeks. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is in Warsaw Saturday, where he will meet with Polish President Andrzej Duda and other officials in Poland's capital to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The meeting happening as Russia appears to have shifted its military offensive away from Ukraine's capital of Kiev and towards the country's east. Poland has accepted more than 2 million Ukrainian refugees. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.